Hi, I want to discuss briefly the Kenyan Torah of Ohev Es Abrias. Hashem gives us a requirement to love all creatures, human beings that have been created by Hashem, because every person is built B'Tselem Elokim, whether Jewish or non-Jewish. There's a notion of loving humanity. And I think this has to be viewed in the general picture of the Kinyanim, where it starts off saying Ahuv, you have to become beloved. And if you want to teach Torah, you have to be liked and be a nice person in order to have people listen to you. So you have to be first Ahuv, beloved, and then you have to love Hashem. And with loving Hashem, you will love the Britas, because every person's built B'Tselem Elokim is modeled after Hashem. And if you love Hashem, that will lead you to love creatures as well. You know, we have many manifestations of Avas Hashem. We love our wives. We love our children. We love our parents. We love our friends. But they're all manifestations of Avas Hashem. And when a person sees one of those avas may be becoming too pronounced, then you need a reorientation. There's a famous pshat from Yisrael Salanter that when Yaakov saw Yosef for the first time after 22 years, he says Kriya Shema, and Yosef didn't. So Frekar Yisrael Salanter, why did Yaakov say Shema, not Yosef? It wasn't Zman Kriya Shema, because then they both would have to say it. So he wanted to say that he had such an outpouring of love, Yaakov, for his son Yosef, that he thought it was perhaps outside the rubric of Avas Hashem, and he needed a reorientation, and therefore he had to say Shema and say, whoa, everything is really, I love my wife, I love my kids. It's all a manifestation of Avas Hashem. But when it becomes too pronounced, it might fall out of that framework. And he needed that reorientation, as he argues with Yisrael Salanter, that a parent loves his children more than parents, no more than children love their parents, which is an interesting theory that he projects. And Yosef, of course, loved Yaakov, but didn't have that need to reorient himself because it wasn't as great an Ava that he felt needed to be reoriented, where Yaakov thought he did. But as the Medrash Shmuel on this Kenyan Torah writes, is that I think you also need to put this together, he says, with the Mishnah in Pirkei Aleph, that oh, the reason why Ovis Abrius is connected as a Kinyan HaTorah is because, again, if you want to Mekarv people, you have to genuinely like them and love them. It's not a business. And you don't want to get them to buy in, buy the product. You want to get them to buy into the Torah, affect them. And therefore, in order to really do that, you have to care about the person. You have to, you know, love the person, respect the person. And then when you have that prerequisite, then that's the Siba. That's the reason you can carve them to Torah, because you really can't carve them to Torah unless you have this concept of Oivis Abris. And that's why it's known as a Kinyan HaTorah, because if you really want to be carve people to the Torah, it has to be based on genuine, pure, authentic, and love of all human beings. And even non-Jews who are usher to learn Torah Sheba'al Peh, but they learn Torah Shebichsav, and they have to observe Sheva Mitzvah Noach. And getting them to be sincere and getting them to be authentic and having them respect Sheva Mitzvah Noach also has to come from a love for all creatures and human beings. And in that sense, you can bring them to the Torah as well, and to Yidim, of course, to bring them to the Taryag Mitzvahs and to the ultimate Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, based on this concept of Oivis Abrius, which is fundamental in the Torah, because our goal is to disseminate the Torah as much as we can to Mesakin the Aveir and the Koheles Rabbah, that said the version of Talmid Rabbi Akiva was that they were hoarding Torah. They didn't want to disseminate the Torah against the Bavli that says Shalom Nagu Kovet Zebezeh. So we want to disseminate it. We want everyone to have this Kinyan HaTorah in the highest and most pristine way. Thank you.